وقل رب زدني علما.
فإن خير الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I have the class from the book of أدب المفرد للإمام البخاري صاحب الصحيح رحمه الله تعالى. Chapter 383. باب من استشهد الشعر، أو باب من استشهد الشعر. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله: حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا عبد الله بن عبد الرحمن بن يعلى قال سمعت عمرو بن الشريك عن الشريد قال: استشهدني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شعر أمية بن أبي الصلت وأنشدته، فأخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: هيه هيه، حتى أنشدته 100 قافية، فقال: إن كاد لا يسلم، إن كاد لا يسلم. chapter 383. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: One who is asked to recite poetry. One who is asked to recite poetry. What is the ruling of the one who asks someone else to say a shi'r? From Al-Sharid said, رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked me to recite the poetry of Umayyah ibn Abi Salt, and I recited it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to say, "Hey, hey, go on, go on," and he continued until I had recited 100 lines. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that poet had seen about to become a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he, that poet, means the sha'ir, had been about to become a Muslim. In this sound narration, hadith, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this sahabi, al-Sharid, to recite to him the poetry of that man, Umayyah ibn Abi Salt. And when the Sahabi did so, and he recited recited 100 lines of those of that shi'r, Prophet ﷺ, when the Sahabi recited, he was asking the companion, the Prophet was asking the companion to continue. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, until the companion completed 100 lines from the shared lines. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, that man had been about to become a Muslim. Meaning, the Prophet was amazed with the shi'r and the wisdom and the hikmah and the truth that man who was an idol worshipper said in his shi'r. Which means, the shi'r consists of haqq and truth, not falsehood. Because Prophet ﷺ wouldn't listen if the shi'r would have consisted of falsehood or shirk and the like. Not only he ﷺ listened to it, rather he asked it to be mentioned more, to be recited more. Rather he said that man was about to become a Muslim. Yani, he was not that far from being a Muslim because of what he said. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though the all kuffar were kuffar in ruling to him, but yet he had alayhi sallam, he said he used to believe that some of them are closer to Islam than the other. And like the battle of Badr, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in kana fihim khair, if these idol worshippers who came to fight the Muslims would have been anyone among them in good, he would have been Rabi'ah. Prophet mentioned one of them. And later on, it was known that this man said to Abu Jahl, "Why are we fighting our relative? Why are we fighting? We came here to protect our property." The Abu Sufyan and whoever with him. And now they send us a letter saying they are free. Why are we going after Muhammad and his companion? Why we don't go back? This is what the idol worshiper said. So some non-Muslims had some correct opinions, which made the Prophet ﷺ consider them being closer to the truth than the others. And it is known, this famous incident, when Abu Jahl and his group, the idol worshippers, had that evil plan and plot to seize the Muslims, to punish the Muslims by boycotting their business. What do you call today suctionists? No one will buy from him. No one will marry from him. That was more stronger than those today. Nobody buys from the Prophet ﷺ and his companion and whoever defended him from the Banu Hashim. Nobody sell. Nobody marry from them. Nobody marry to them. Until it reached very difficult situation. Very difficult situation to survive. If the people you're living with, who after Allah you depend on, are not selling to you anything, are not buying anything from you, are not talking to you, every one of them is showing you hatred and enmity, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Let alone doing that because of your deen and because of not loving Islam and hating Islam, even if they are Muslims, but they do not welcome you. They don't welcome you. They boycott you. They don't talk to you. They don't salam to you. It's very severe. And that's why Allah mentioned in Quran the three companions who was boycotted by the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims, that وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Yani the earth with the huge, the wide, the large the earth is, yet it became very narrow to them. The Sahabi Ka'ab said, أَنْكَرْتُ نَفْسِي. He said, he denied himself. He said, who am I? Where am I? Yani how people treated me this way? He said, no. Until finally he said, who is the closest one in friendship who will talk to you, who will welcome you, who knows you? That you are not munafiq. You are not hypocrite. You are not enemy of Allah. You are truly Muslim. And he went to his cousin, Abu Qatada, and he said, by Allah, Abu Qatada, do you know me that I love Allah and His Messenger? And the companion remained quiet, not answering to him, because that's what Prophet ﷺ commanded him. With wisdom from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah commanded that. So he didn't answer back to him. Then he repeated, he said, in the name of Allah, by Allah, do you know me loving Allah and His Messenger? He didn't answer. He repeated third time. Then at the third time, the Sahabi Abu Qatada said, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows the best. Maybe to make him quiet. Without at the same time, يعني giving him easiness to him. Na'am. And those three were the only three companions. Prophet ﷺ boycotted them when they are يعني openly left the barrel, which was very heavy, very difficult to the Muslims. And not their plan, it happened. Al-Muhim, so then the Sahabi, he said, Ka'ab said, he shatir, he khalas, he wabtir since then. Until Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down the ayat, which is recited till the day of judgment, honoring those three companions. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت. There are a lot of lessons in that hadith. So, if this is the Sahabi with the strong iman Allah gave them, until finally he said he used to pray in his house. The other two companions were. So he used to come. He was the youngest. He used to come to the masjid. When he see nobody is welcoming, he pray in his house. Therefore, the last day, the day he received the good news that Allah accepted his repentance, their repentance, he prayed Fajr in his house. He was there. And the scholar said, this is one of the things which allows someone to pray in his house, if he finds difficult from the people, because he needs to focus on his ibadah, and he's not getting that. They said that because Ka'ab used to pray in his house. Al-Muhim, the point is, if this is difficult, the Sahabi went through this difficulty from his beloved, from his the best beloved one from the people, Prophet Muhammad and his companion, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, how about if the person does this to you, boycott you, simply because you are a Muslim? Even though it's true that when you know about yourself, there is something wrong with you, and because of that you are boycotted, is not the same when you know you are being wrong and you are upon the haq. It's not the same. Even if you have a little doubt on what you are upon, and that the one who boycott you may somehow have something haq, still is difficult. You are not settled, as Sheikh Sa'di said in his tafsir, in the last lesson we had from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, but yet, even though you know, yeah, those who boycott you, they boycott you falsely. They oppress you. Clear oppression, nothing else, but yet it affects you, human being. So Allah said to the Prophet, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Indeed, we know that what they say make you ضيق. Yeah, what is ضيق? Tightness, squeezeness in your heart. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih. That's way out. Pray. Remember Allah much. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So, the point is that the Sahabi, those Sahabi even from the their beloved ones, they feel the difficulty of. So when the Sahab, the Prophet and his companion were boycotted by their enemy in Mecca, nobody buying, nobody selling. Even the two daughters of the Prophet, married by the two sons of Abu Jahl. Was he Abu Lahab or Abu Jahl? The one who married the two daughters of Prophet. Abu Jahl. Hey, naam. Yes, Abu Jahl. Barakallahu fiqh. Yani Abu Jahl talked to his son. He said, divorce the daughter of Muhammad. He mean the Prophet. Divorce. Naam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his daughter came to him, carrying her stuff, whatever she had, if she had any. Why? The man told me, because your father says he's a prophet, you are not qualified, you are not deserved to be our. Subhanallah, this is very strong. Then the next one, after time, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi. So this is how the kuffar were, subhanallah, oppressing the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. So they had one day, the kuffar had agreement, wrote it down and posted on the Kaaba. Whoever comes there sees all over the world. No one can buy, no one can sell, no one can talk, no one can do, no one can do. With the Prophet and his companion and whoever follow him of his clan, Banu Hashim, nobody. After time, some of the idol worshippers, the idol worship themselves, sit together. They didn't like that. They didn't like that. They say this is not right. This is wrong. These are our people. These are this. Based on what? Why are we doing this? Another one said, you're right. Another one, you're right. Another one, a group of them, without knowing one another. And this is the good, from the goodness of patience. From the goodness of patience. The Prophet and his companion remain upon haq until the kuffar themselves had no excuse among themselves that this is too much. This is extra. So they said, how can we go back to Abu Jahl and convince this man is not? He is not. They themselves know. Nobody can confront Abu Jahl. Yani, subhanallah. So they say, let we have this plan. When tomorrow they come to the Kaaba, they are around it, let one of us, let we be cornered, they say, let them be cornered, not at the same place. Let one of them say, this paper, nobody can say that. This paper is such and such. Why not accepting this? Why is it this? Another one said, you're right. Another one, you're right. Another one, you're right. All the corners. Abu Jahl, he looked, he said, this has been decided last night. So he said, remove the paper from there. A'udhu billah. He was not normal. He was not normal. He knew the people. He realized 100% if he opposed it, they will divide into two. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion will have new followers. At least even, or not because of deen, but because of your own Abu Lahab and personality and challenging and the like. He realized. So he accepted. With the hate he has, he accepted. So his people can be still united and he can still benefit from the unity to oppose the truth. Until finally he led them to the battle of to the Badr and he was killed there. Al-Muhim, so the point is, those kuffar who met, who disliked that, who didn't like that, who saw this oppression, who saw, and finally did into action, plan for it. Now, it's a proof that people are not the same. People, even though they kuffar, they are not the same. And the clear, yani more clear than that is Prophet ﷺ saying to the Sahaba, go to Habasha. There is a king, la yudlamu indahu ahad. Subhanallah. Praise from Prophet ﷺ to that Christian king. Nobody is oppressed under his leadership. Yeah, so you find those kuffar, those wicked group, al-Khawarij and the like, from their extremism, that they give the kuffar, all of them the same level, the same rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the same rule. Yes, in kufr, but not in actions. Na'am. La yanhaakum Allah anil ladhina lam yuqatilukum fi ddin wa lam yukhrijukum min diyarikum an tabarruhum wa tuqsitu ilayhim inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم. الله سبحانه mentioned that the kuffar are not the same. Among the kuffar, those who fight you because of your deen, kick you out from your houses, help your enemy against you. They are different than those who didn't do none of this. Rather, they make birr for you. They did good for you. Allah yuhib just to do good to them. So how kuffar are the same? How the kuffar who welcome you, they tell you, you have opportunity. You need worldly life. You see that it's your interest. Yes, look for it. Nobody should oppress you. Live in this huge country. And you don't oppress anyone either. Yes, you believe Islam has called people to it in a good way. Now, in a good way, in a nice way. Whoever accepts it, let him accept it. Whoever refuses, don't enforce him. Leave him. Naam. This is not the same with the atheist, with the shayateen. In some country, a'udhu billah. To anyone who is that country, has to basically prostrate towards that tyrant king disbeliever. Like North Korea. Yani oppression ma lahu mathil. No example, ya akhi. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Yani this man, يعني so the people are not the same يا أخي. They are not the same. Allah يحب العدل. Allah likes the just. Even Allah from the people of the book. ومن أهل الكتاب. من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك. ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائمة. From the people of the book. There are a group of them. If you trust them with a big thing, you find it with them. They don't betray you. They don't cheat you. They don't deceive you. And among them, if you trust with them a small thing, nah, unless you're watching them, you are with them. Naam. Yani the chance they get, Allah didn't make the people the same way. So the point is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith that that man, he was near to be Muslim. Was near to be Muslim. But remember, if that man would have been alive forever, he would never be a Muslim. Yani nearer doesn't mean he would be a Muslim. لا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala عز وجل gives the person chance to be Muslim as enough as he can be a Muslim. He can accept the haq. Unless it's someone who the proof is not established against him, he didn't get the message, then he will be tested, still excused in the day of judgment. Allah will not punish someone without knowing first the truth from the haq from Allah and then refusing it. But somebody ignorant, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is teaching him, is giving him a way, is giving him yani in that situation in which if he wants the truth, he get it, he understand it, he take it. Now قال الإمام البخاري باب من كره الغالب عليه الشعر باب من كره الغالب عليه الشعر كره. How you read خلنا نسيب كيف تقرأ هذا العنوان. How you say the title باب. طيب قال المؤلف رحمه الله حدثنا عبيد الله بن موسى قال أخبرنا حنظلة عن سالم عن ابن عمر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأن يمتلئ جوف أحدكم قيحا خير له من أن يمتلئ شعرا. We already heard that narration before. From Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, a man made a speech. No, 69. Yes, from Anas. One who dislikes someone being obsessed by poetry. This is the title 384. One who dislikes someone being obsessed by poetry. We already had that before. Yes, we passed that hadith in the previous chapter. Rahimahukallah. قول الله عز وجل أي باب قول الله عز وجل والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون أو قول الله عز وجل والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون. قال الإمام البخاري حدثنا إسحاق قال أخبرنا علي بن الحسين قال حدثني أبي عن يزيد النحوي عن إكرمة عن ابن عباس والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون إلى قوله وأنهم يقولون ما لا يفعلون فنسخ من ذلك واستثنى فقال إلا الذين آمنوا إلى قوله ينقلبون. This is chapter still 384. Seems a new chapter. From Ibn Abbas said about the verse, the poets, those in error, follow them. Haven't you seen them wandering in every valley, and how they say what they do not do? that it was abrogated, an exception was made. He said, except those who believe and do good work and remember Allah much and vindicate themselves after they have been wrong. Those who do wrong will come to know by what a great reverse they will be overturned. In this hadith, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala brought to prove that the shi'r, which is not allowed, is the one the people who make the shi'r are saying what they are not doing, are saying something min al-ghiwaya, did the rush, something which is not haqq. But as for those who believe in Allah and do righteous deeds, are they different? إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. So again, يعني to summarize the poetry, the good of it is good, the bad of it is bad. It's just like the speech. Rather, in the poetry there is a wisdom. There may be a wisdom. نعم. But chapter 385. باب من قال إن من البيان سحرا. إن من البيان سحرا. أي إن سحرا من البيان. قال رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا عارم. قال حدثنا أبو عوانة. قال حدثنا أبو عوانة عن سماك عن إكرمة عن ابن عباس أن رجلا أو أعرابيا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتكلم بكلام بين. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من البيان سحرا وإن من الشعر حكمة. This is chapter 385. One who says there is some magic in eloquence. The ruling of someone who says there is some magic in eloquence. يعني magic in eloquence. It means the magic affected the person without the person's feeling. A woman has a desire, has a love for her husband. They make magic on her. And without she knowing it, she hates her husband. She doesn't like him. Whenever she sees him, to her he seems ugly, to her he seems a bad thing. And she doesn't know why. Whoever tries to mediate with, she says she doesn't love this man. She doesn't love. I don't want to see him. What happened? They don't know. It's magic. Someone used shaitan, the jinn, and he did that. From the eloquence, from the nice talk, knowing how to talk, how to organize words, how to use the proper words, how to change the style, how to approach people. From that is a type of magic, meaning reaching the heart and the brain of the people without them feeling, where person even can make the falsehood seem a truth, and the truth seem falsehood because of eloquence. And you know, today they graduate from universities, they teach you al-khitaba, how to talk. Naam, maybe many countries, someone they become president because of talk. Because of talk. Because they talk nice. They know how to talk. They know how to grab the intention of the people. Yeah. Na'am. From Aisha, Umm al-Mu'minin, radiallahu ta'ala anha. No. From Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, a man or a Bedouin, a nomad, man from countryside, came to the Prophet ﷺ and spoke some eloquent words. And he spoke some eloquent words. The Prophet ﷺ said, some eloquent speech has the influence of magic, and some poetry contains wisdom. This is the hadith, some eloquent speech has the influence of magic, and some poetry contains wisdom. Naam. So even though the eloquence, the poetry is like the normal speech, The good of it is good, the bad of it is bad, but it has some extra that it contains wisdom. And some poetry, not all of it, contains wisdom. The ulama, they say, the eloquence, there are narrations, maybe inshallah will come, from chapter 300, the next narration is weak, so we skip. 386, Babu ma yukrahu min al-shi'r. Babu ma yukrahu min al-shi'r. Aw babun ma yukrahu min al-shi'r. Qala rahimahu Allah, hadathana Qutayba, qala hadathana Jarir an al-A'mash, an Amr ibn Murrah, an Yusuf ibn Mahik, an Ubayd ibn Umayr, an Aisha radiyallahu anha, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, inna a'zama an-nasi jurman, insanun sha'irun, yahju al-qabilata min asriha. ورجل انتفى من أبيه إن أعظم الناس جرما إنسان شاعر يهجو القبيلة من أسرها أي كلها لا يترك أحد من القبيلة يهجوهم ويسبهم ويشتمهم ويهاجمهم ورجل انتفى من أبيه ورجل انتفى من أبيه أي تبرأ منه أي أنكر أن أباه هو أبوه. باب ما يكره من الشعر. Chapter 386 Poetry which is disliked. Poetry which is disliked. From Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, may Allah be pleased with her, said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the greatest of criminals, the greatest of the criminals, sinner, is the poet who satirizes the whole tribe and a man who disclaims his father. The greatest of criminals is the poet who satirizes, means attacks. He attacks, he defames, he slanders, he abuses the whole tribe. The whole tribe. And a man who disclaims his father. So the poet who attack, who give a bad picture about whole tribe, whole nation, whole tribe, whole community, who have everyone among them, good people, bad people. But because he say this poetry lines in which from there on people disgrace those people. They dishonor those people because of that statement said by that poet is the greatest. That poet is from the greatest criminals. And on the also, a man who disclaims his father, means he free himself from his father. He denies that his father is his father. He says he's not. He claimed to have another father knowingly is a big sin. So you cannot deny, you cannot free yourself from your father, even if he's not Muslim. He's your father, he's your father. He's your father, he's your father. Naam, don't free yourself from your father. It's a major sin. Father is the greatest criminal. أعظم الناس جرما. نعم إن أعظم الناس جرما إنسان شاعر يهجو القبيلة من أسرها. In reality, in some country, some tribes who were known with good, who used to be respected, some شعراء, poet people, they made against them some statements, leveled with them, those people status change among that country. They really change it. People don't marry from them, don't marry to them. They humiliate them. And subhanallah, it affected them. Subhanallah, it affected them. This is a subject called, يعني it's called علم النفسي. What do you call it, psychological? يعني is a real subject. If the people show you respect and honor, it affects you. If people show you disrespect and humiliate you, it may affect you. It may affect you. I don't know if I tell you this. A brother who studied that subject was telling me how the tongue is a danger. How someone can be killed mentally, spiritually, because of talking. And he gave me example, many examples. And I trusted him. Mashallah, he's very educated. At least he speaks five languages, fluent. And anyway, he said there was three guys who used to clean, Muslims, who used to clean the cars in one of the poor country. And two of them didn't like the third one, because he's the one who the customers go to him. The way he said, the women go to him. He's handsome, he's this, they go. They want to talk to him. Shaitan is there too. They want the cars be fixed, be clean, but yet at the same time, they want someone seem to them nice, clean the car. These two other guys, they plan. They say, this guy, he destroy us. What to do to him? Subhanallah. They say, let we say he is such. A statement used to humiliate some people. Very bad word. Anyone who said is bad to the people's mind, that area. They planned this. He said that they say, let you, one of them be the other corner where the car is coming, the other one, other corner where the other cars may come from. So whatever car comes from there, who asking about this brother, Naam, this one, one of them will answer. Oh, where is such? Today I didn't see where is such. Oh, such, oh, the man who is this and this. They mention the bad credit. The man who is from that tribe, a tribe they humiliate people. With the same reason. Iyadan billah. And they say, no, we're not talking about. We're talking about such and such. No. That one, yes, he's this. And they, some of them, they curse this person, they slander. They say, you go. Then they go the other side. The other day, the same thing. And then, after time, the brother didn't find anyone coming to him. People passing, going to those two guys, leaving him. And then he talked to one of them. He said, why are you leaving me? Aren't you my customer? That one said, I'm not talking to you. You are this such. I don't talk to these people. You are such and such. Like, subhanAllah, it's not maybe the same. Imagine today, in some land, someone is accused to be this and this, terrorist, this. Even those who know you, some of them might trust and run from you. Iyadan billah. The media says today, this one. And it happened. Some people have a nice job, good working. This media day, or even sometimes the FBI come to their house. People, neighbor know about that. Khalas, they say, no, don't get close to us. Some of them move the area. Wala hawla wala quwwat. The company they heard, this happened in Memphis, Tennessee. The company they heard that this man, those guys, they came to his house, they fire him. We don't want to get close. We don't. Yani, worse than that. Worried in that case, this man. So, this man now, he started asking himself. He get mad at the person. How are you saying this? You're the good person. How are you saying this about me? I'm. Don't you know me? He mentioned his name. No, go. Another one. Okay, the one who telling me, he doesn't aware of this. He doesn't know it. But one day he found, he had an office. And in the office close to the jungle, like where the masjid now is, those trees. He found someone inside the trees and talking, saying. And this man, he heard, he shaved half of his hair. This is what the crazy people they do. They are very rough and no clothes. And then close to his office, he hears a human being, but he doesn't. he get close to, he's the one who knows him. He's the one who knows him. And this man, he's saying, he get close to him, he repeating what they say about him. You are this, yes, I am this, I am this, anyway, I am this, I am this, I am this. This is what they told me, I am this. Yes, I accept, I am this. This is what he repeating. This man, he remembered the class he took about this, the psychology class. He said to the man, to who's you know, oh, you this. Now this is what they say to me. This is what they say about me. This is what they say about, he repeating the same word. Yeah, I don't want to say that word now. Then this, he said, what's wrong with that? Everybody is that. Everybody is that. Everyone is this. All human beings are this tribe. Even me. He said, he woke up. He said, even you. He said, even me. He said, are you this? He said, I am that. Oh, everybody is that. What's the problem? He said, everybody is that then. The man started talking. And then he responded, yes, everyone. He come down. He come down. He come down. Until he go with him, he take him to a restaurant, he changed his clothes, he took a shower, he gave him perfume, he gave him money, he sit with him, normal. He said after 3 hours, he went back to his job. He said that, and every time after that, he said, he see me, he said, Jazakallah khair, you saved my life. I lost my life, I went off the track, Jazakallah khair, you return me back to it. And he's a good Muslim. He advised him to leave that area. Those people are hasad, and them jealousy, envy, shayateen, to leave them. So the point is, the human being, subhanallah, this is everyone should understand. If now anyone, the most healthy person, 100 people agree upon to accuse him that he is crazy. People he doesn't expect for his father, his sheikh, for instance, his neighbor, people who has no, to him, they don't have connection. Each one says to him, today, what's wrong with you? Today, are you? Most likely, this person, he changed. He start believing it. Just like if you scare someone, you say your enemy are looking for you. Your enemy, some people lie. They start shaking it. Start shaking. No enemy is looking for them. You're the one who make that. Why they shaking? Because the brain believe the information. And this is the outcome. The symptoms of the brain believing, it's now apparent on the face. Some people, they think they have jinn. By the way, they think they have jinn. They are possessed with jinn. They don't have a jinn. Simply because people say, oh, you have evil eye. Maybe check this one. They start believing. Mostly the women. They start believing they have jinn. The person does have jinn. And the doctor, they mention, and even the ulama, they mention. There is one sheikh who said, two-thirds. ثلثي أمراض الأعضاء إنما يأتي بالتوهم. Two-thirds of physical sickness comes through توهم, assumption. Assume that you are sick and you are not sick. He made tafsir of Juz Amma and Juz Tabarak. Al-Muhim. So the point is, يعني talk is not simple. People, if they show you respect, it may affect you. If they show you disgrace, it may affect you. Naam. So, Allahu A'lam. I don't know why I went to that far topic. But Al-Muhim, to be very careful. Yes, Prophet ﷺ said, the sha'ir, poet who attack whole tribe, entire tribe. He's the. So imagine one person, you disgrace him. Naam is suffering. How about these people they call character assassination, you know that better. How about whole tribe? The rest of their life, boycotted, is not easy. And especially when it's a shi'r, it's a poet. People, they repeat it. It's short words. They say in a way of, even sometimes in a music way, they memorize it, unlike normal talk who can be forgotten. So poet, if it's good, it's good. If it is evil, it's so huge. Especially if it attacks whole tribe. And this also makes a Muslim to be very careful what you say. Sometimes you may joke with your brother. You say a statement of joking. It may affect his feeling. Wallahi. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad when he advised Mu'ad, which advised to all of us, do this, pray, sadaqah, this, a lot of things. He said, أولا أدلك بملاك ذلك كله كف عليك هذا. Don't I tell you what control all of that? All this, meaning the tongue. All of this, salawat, all of this, if you keep your tongue, say only good, refrain from wrong, solve. Sahabi said, surprise. وَهَلْ نُعَاقَدُ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمْ بِهِ Prophet said, are we holding into account what we say? Prophet said, فَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ وَهَلْ يَكُبُ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ Is there anything which throw people to the hellfire upside down, to their faces, other than what they say? So it's talking, it's not normal. If it is good, mashallah, it raises your levels. If it is evil, it's really big disaster. Therefore, we conclude this. Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُلْقِي بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا جَهَنَّمْ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا وكما قال عليه السلام. The man may say a word. He doesn't pay attention to it. To him, it's not a big thing. He may go deep in hellfire, Jahannam, 7 years. Let alone a word the person says intentionally and he considers it being evil. And still he's saying a word he doesn't consider. He go to hellfire 7 years. We ask Allah to forgive us. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.